Right now, like over half of UK small businesses are putting for AI, but barely a third are actually seeing a positive return on it.
Yeah, it's a massive gap.
Right. So today, we are handing you the exact strategy for this deep dive. We're going to figure out what tasks a UK business should hand to AI first and, well, what it should never let it touch.
Exactly. Because the reason that ROI gap exists, it isn't because the tech is failing, you
No,
know?
it's not broken.
No, not at all. It's just that businesses lack a deployment strategy. They buy a subscription and just, I mean, they throw AI at complex problems and just hope for a magic bullet.
A quick fix.
Right. To fix this, you have to systematically rank your work. You look at what a task is worth to get off your plate versus how technically hard it is to actually hand over.
Okay, let's unpack this. So we map everything onto a like a value versus effort matrix, right? We're looking for that sweet spot.
Yeah, the four quadrants. You've got quick wins, strategic bets, fill-ins, and avoid.
It's kind of like organizing a completely chaotic garage.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, like you wouldn't start by building a custom shelving unit, right? That's your strategic bet. You start by just clearing the floor, the quick wins.
Exactly. But psychologically, business owners tend to gravitate toward the hardest quadrant first, the strategic bets,
Why do they do that?
because they're high value.
Yeah.
But they are incredibly high effort. They want AI to, you know, overhaul their entire supply chain or write a year's worth of marketing overnight.
Right, going from 0 to 100.
Yeah, but you need to start in the complete opposite corner, the quick wins. High value, low effort.
Okay, so what is the ultimate quick win for a UK small business right now? Like the absolute first thing to tackle.
Missed phone calls, hands down.
Really?
Yeah.
Just missed calls.
Yeah, it is the most common, easily solvable revenue leak. The data shows something like 62% of calls to small businesses go unanswered.
Wow, 62%.
Yeah. And for the average UK service business, that leakage costs about £4,000 a month.
Okay, but wait, isn't traditional voicemail basically the same thing? I mean, it answers the phone when you can't.
Well, think about consumer behavior today. Voicemail is a passive dead end.
People hate leaving voicemail.
Exactly. Over 80% of callers just hang up at the beep and dial your competitor.
Ouch.
Right. But an AI missed call text back system changes the mechanics entirely. Instead of a passive message, the AI integrates directly with your phone system and your CRM.
Ah, okay.
So the second a call goes to a missed status, it fires off an immediate text to the caller asking how it can help.
And then the AI uses, like natural language processing, to read their text reply, figure out what they need, and just drop a booking link right into the chat.
Exactly. You keep the lead warm and active without lifting a finger.
That is a massive return for a system you could probably set up in an afternoon.
It plugs the leak instantly.
Okay, so say a business gets that text back system running. They see the quick win, they get super confident, and suddenly they want this AI running everything.
Which happens a lot.
Right. So where is the cliff they're about to drive off?
That cliff is the avoid quadrant, specifically automating decisions about people.
Okay, tell me more about that.
Well, under the UK GDPR and the Data Use and Access Act of 2025, there are really strict rules against fully automated decision making.
Meaning no humans involved at all.
Right. An algorithm making a choice that impacts a person without any meaningful human oversight.
Like using AI to screen CVs for a job, maybe, or running a credit check to approve a loan.
Exactly those things. The law targets this because AI systems, at a technical level, they're basically just pattern matching
I
engines.
just look at past data.
Yes, they process historical data, but they don't possess human context, nuance, or, you know, empathy.
Right.
If an AI automatically rejects a job candidate based on a biased training pattern, there is no human catching that error. Doing that can lead to statutory fines of up to 17.5 million.
Oh, wow. Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. It kind of helps to think of AI as a lightning-fast, highly capable, but completely inexperienced new trainee.
That is a perfect analogy.
Like you'd gladly let that trainee answer the phones and schedule appointments on their very first day,
Sure, low risk.
but you would never let them fire an employee or approve a bank loan.
Yeah.
They just simply lack the judgment.
And crucially, they lack the liability. If the algorithm makes a discriminatory mistake, the AI doesn't go to court. You do.
The business owner does.
Right. So the goal is to use automation to assist human judgment in those complex areas, never to actually replace it.
So map your tasks by value versus effort. Focus on the quick wins first to plug the leaky bucket of missed calls
Yes.
and leave the heavy, nuanced decisions to actual humans.
It is entirely about making the technology serve your operational needs rather than, well, letting the hype dictate your business model.
That makes total sense, which leaves you with something to consider today as we wrap up this deep dive. If deploying a simple AI receptionist reclaims 60-plus hours of your administrative time every month and rescues every single lost lead.
That's a lot of free time.
Exactly. So how will you completely reinvent the human face-to-face side of your business with that extra time?